WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Today marks the centennial anniversary of America's entry into World War I.
Texas A&M President Michael Young has issued a proclamation remembering the centennial. 300 Aggie students, staff, and faculty enlisted in the Great War, and more than 50 lost their lives. They're honored at the Westgate Memorial, a monument in front of the Corps of Cadets Arches, and the Tree-Filled Living Memorial that surrounds Simpson Drill Field. The campus served as a training camp for more than 4,000 Army personnel, along with hosting the Signal Corps School of Meteorology, the only one of its kind among allied nations. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In addition to the proclamation, there's a special ceremony today in Austin. Texas A&M University officials and library staff will be on hand to accept two flags honoring the Aggies who served during World War I.
These two flags that are coming back are going to have approximately 2,200 blue stars for Aggies who served during World War I. And 55 gold stars that represent Aggies who gave their lives during the conflict.
University archivist Greg Bailey says the flags were created in 1929 and are smaller versions of the 1918 original, which is stored in the Cushing Memorial Library on campus. After the ceremony, the flags will return to College Station after almost 90 years. A Bryan man is admitted to driving while intoxicated for the third time. 30-year-old Alejandro Areola was sentenced to 6 years in prison for driving with a blood alcohol level of 0.238, which is almost three times the legal limit, along with being under the influence of cocaine. In March of last year, Areola was involved in a crash that involved three other vehicles, resulting in injuries of two people. Oversight of the Hearn School District is changing, while the Associated Press reports the Texas Education Agency is appointing a board of managers. The Hearn superintendent tells the Eagle they're appealing the state's decision. Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath says Hearn superintendent and board members are failing to work together, and they have violated state and agency rules. Morath says board members have circumvented the board and taken action on their own and have operated a business office that lacks internal controls. The Texas House takes up its version of the next two-year budget today. Representative John Rainey of Bryan, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, expects another long day.
It'll start at 10 a.m. and go till we're through. This is on the floor.
And how long is that going to be? What's the over and under on that?
Well, I don't know, but I'm estimating somewhere around 4 a.m. on Friday morning we'll complete.
Rainey says they have 402 amendments to consider. And the repeal and replacement of Obamacare is not dead. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says another attempt could be made before the end of this week following a meeting with members of the Republican Study Committee and the Vice President.
He has been working hard behind the scenes with the different groups within the House GOP to get this back on track. And working with our members, we collectively have come up with some pretty good ideas to help get some of the moderates back on board, and then also to improve the buy-in from the holdout group, some of the members of the Freedom Caucus.
Flores, speaking on the Infomaniac, says he has been among those telling House leaders they should not leave Washington for April recess until health care is overhauled. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 48 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
If you've been thinking about changing banks, why not give us a try? We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brennan National Bank.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Good morning, it's 7-11. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will produce some nice weather over the region over the next 3 days as it drifts across the area. Right now it's centered to the west of Austin and extends into Arizona. It'll keep us sunny today. Temperatures will be 75 to 80. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy with lows somewhere between 45 and 50. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 75 to 80 degrees. We're going to be partly to mostly sunny Saturday with highs between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on the team's victory last night against McNeese State. Meanwhile, A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin gives us a preview of tomorrow night's spring game at Kyle Field. And in Major League Baseball and the NBA, all the teams in Texas played last night, but only the Houston teams came away with wins. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
7:12. So we were talking last hour about today is Mary Lou Henner's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She was the Taxi star. And this thing that she has, it's called hyperthymesia or highly superior autobiographical memory. She is one of 12 people in the world who have been diagnosed with this. And so they ask her, for instance, can you recall such and such off the top of your head? And she can.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They ask her, okay, for instance, how did you find out when you got the job on Taxi? She said it was June 4th, 1978. It was a Sunday. I found out at the Grease premiere party. Taxi is so vivid in my mind. The very first rehearsal was July the 5th, 1978. That was on a Wednesday, and her first show shot on the 14th of Friday.
Wow, that's so bizarre.
It really is.
I wonder, I mean, are there any disadvantages? Like, can that be a burden?
I'm not sure. She wrote a book about 5 years ago that is called, I think, Memory Makeover. I don't remember. Yeah, I think. But it's...
Besides people just asking you all the time, sure. Oh, well, what about this? What about this? Kind of testing things out.
I would imagine one of the downfalls would be, you know, not being able to forget awful things has happened to you or something like that.
Clearly, she has an easy time remembering her lines, but perhaps more importantly, she can call to mind moments of great emotion from her own life, which helped her as an actress to be able to embody those feelings. So it's a Total Memory Makeover is the name of the book, and it came out 5 years ago. So it's now, ironically, the actress's husband makes a living publishing calendars, which is something she doesn't need.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there you go. Kind of an interesting situation. Hey there.
Hey, I would think that the disadvantages would lie with her husband.
Well, yeah, no, there's exactly. No doubt about that. That is not a person you're going to be able to argue with. Hello.
You know, Mary Lou and I are pretty good buds. She's been on the show several times.
Several?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you remember how many times? Yeah, never mind.
No, I don't have her memory.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
But one of the times her husband was on the show with her.
Okay.
And so when we're talking about her memory, I asked him how that works in a marriage.
Yeah. And what was his answer?
He said, there's good things about it and there's bad things about it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Okay, well, that's the so she's going to be on again soon? You know, you need to.
I may call her today just because
it's her birthday. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Oh, sweet.
And so a happy belated birthday to you, too. That was this week, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's been a long time ago now. Yeah. But thank you for remembering.
You actually worked on your birthday.
Yeah, and that was just poor planning on my part.
Yeah,
I need better people.
Okay, you going to be working today?
Oh, yeah.
2 hours? The whole 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, you should know that. All right, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, he's probably been asked that question a few times about what it's like to be married.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
To somebody who has that ability.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so have you ever wondered if those Girl Scout cookies that you can buy on Amazon are the real deal? Because you can do that now. And it appears that they are. Generally, what is it, the end of March when you can't buy them anymore. But there are some on there that are $8 to $10 a box, which is considerably more than, what do they cost, $4 a box, something like that. Anyway,
$8 to $10.
Yep. Well, these enterprising suppliers may be satisfying the cookie enthusiasts who missed their chance to buy directly from their local troop. They're not doing much to underscore the whole point of selling these little boxes of sugared delights. According to Girl Scout spokesperson, who spoke to New York Magazine, no legitimate Girl Scout cookies are selling on Amazon. And if you want to try to find some, you can go to girlscoutcookies.org.
I was going to say, don't they have like a website?
That is through their organization. If they still have them there, I don't know what they'll be priced. But the money then goes to the Girl Scouts. So it's a matter of making sure that the money goes to the right place as much as anything else.
Yeah.
But next year, just plan ahead. You'll do better. Okay. All right, while we're talking about food, the most popular jelly bean flavors in U.S. America.
All right.
Yeah. A company got together and they gathered 9 years of data, and they have now a list of the most popular flavors in every state in U.S. America.
Ooh.
Now, the most popular nationwide, the most number of states, like number one, black licorice.
Ooh.
I know.
That's like, and it's always been one of the most popular ones, and nobody likes it.
Maybe because it's just so distinctive, and so people who do like it really vote for it.
Well, I kind of like it, I'm not going to lie.
I don't mind it. I guess I should say, it's not that it tastes bad, but it wouldn't be my number one pick. Yeah. It wouldn't be my favorite.
And do you need a lot of them? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Need little goes a long way.
A lot of them, So anyway, that's number one. Number two is buttered popcorn. America's number two favorite jelly bean flavor. And it's very polarizing because thousands of people like it. That's your salt and savory. Mm. Other people don't like the idea of it. Number three is watermelon. Number four is cherry. And then number five is cinnamon. So that would make sense. Now, the states that like licorice are California and Colorado and Minnesota and North Dakota. And the one outlier, there's only one state that picked coconut for its favorite.
And who was that?
Well, I think you'd have trouble figuring it out, but it was Massachusetts for some reason.
No, you're right. I would have guessed like Hawaii.
Yeah, right. No, Hawaii likes watermelon. Hawaii likes watermelon.
Huh.
And Texas, it's buttered popcorn.
Really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
I'm not a fan of the popcorn ones.
Yeah, the savory ones never really have done it.
Well,
for
again,
me.
It's just a deal where you try one and you go, "Oh, wow, that tastes just like." So, but why would you want an entire bag of them?
Yeah.
And then, do you go for the mixed or do you go for all of one kind?
Oh no, mixed for sure. I like variety. That's why I like jelly beans.
Yeah, I like to go through there and pick through them. And I remember going to a Jelly Belly store.
Oh yeah, those are fun.
Yeah, it was really cool because you get to see stuff that you might not normally see out in the regular world. But anyhow, all right. While we're on to food, have you ever thought about why there's no grape flavored ice cream?
Grape-flavored ice cream. Why is there no grape-flavored ice cream?
Well, I mean, you think about it, because we have grape drinks, and you got popsicles and jelly and all that kind of stuff. And,
yeah.
And actually, some medicine is grape-flavored to get kids to...
That's the worst flavor.
I agree. I just personally don't like it. Well, they interviewed Ben Cohen. He's the Ben of Ben & Jerry's, and they asked him about that. And he said, contrary to all the conspiracy theories that are floating around out there, it makes sense. Grapes have a high water content. So when you try to use that fruit as a base in ice cream, you end up with chunks of water.
Right.
That's not too good.
No.
Now, he said it can be done. Chefs have whipped up small batches of homemade grape ice cream by just pureeing the fruit.
Mm.
And then it goes through there. But he said the same thing could be said for cherries because cherries have a lot of water in them. But the difference is, and he mentions, Cherry Garcia is one of their most popular flavors.
Yeah, a classic.
He said, that is worth the hassle because there is demand.
Hmm.
Cherry and vanilla have been popular flavors, so you could put those two together,
right.
And that works. But there's not a tremendous demand for grape-flavored ice cream, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of the science behind it and then the fact that...
I also feel like grape-flavored things don't actually taste like real grapes, the fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So even a grape ice cream, I would expect it would need some kind of artificial flavoring.
Yeah, because if you think about the kind of grapes that you like and what that flavor impulse is, as opposed to, like you say,
artificial grape
candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
At least we have grape popsicles, though.
We do.
So
yes,
we can get
true.
Our cold grape fix if
there
we want.
There you go.
Got that going. Okay.
Or just freeze some grapes.
Yeah.
That works, too.
We mentioned last hour that Teflon was invented on this date in 1938. I don't think I knew it was that old. A guy named Roy Plunkett did that. But also, this is the birthday today in 1954 of the first Swanson TV dinner.
Oh.
1954. Thanksgiving feast, basically. Turkey, sweet potatoes, peas, and cornbread dressing.
Oh.
Came in this aluminum foil thing that had aluminum on the top and an aluminum tray. And, you know, I remember it was great because your parents made you think this is a big deal.
Right.
Hey, this is fun.
Look at this.
We're doing something extra special
here.
We can
eat in front of the TV.
The original ones cost 98 cents.
Wow.
And I don't have the story in front of me, but my recollection of it is the whole reason was for some certain situation, Swanson had purchased a lot of turkey for a Defense Department contract. And then something fell through and they couldn't use it. So they had to figure out a way to market it, put it to use so that it wouldn't spoil. And they came up with the technology of freezing it, wrapping it in foil, and selling it to people for
98
cents.
Man, I used to do some TV dinners back in the day.
Well, yeah, but I mean, did you have a favorite?
They were called like Kid Cuisines or something. They had this like cartoon penguin on them.
Okay.
And they always came with this really yummy brownie that like cooked in the microwave with your food. And so it was super warm.
See, and that's the other deal. Microwave, you know,
I know,
because that's how you do it now.
Yep.
You could clearly you could put some aluminum in a microwave, but nonetheless. But look at all the things that we do have from that now, the ready to eat meals that all started from 1954 in Swanson's with their TV dinners.
They've nourished us all for years.
You know it, yeah. See, and we didn't have to put the calorie intake on there.
Nah.
Yeah, you have to tell them how great it was for you.
And then one other thing that they did right before then is they added a dessert, you know, now with dessert, because they knew Americans wanted to be fat afterwards.
Oh, of course.
Cherry cobbler. So,
yeah, put that little... Yeah.
It's always some sort of cobbler.
Cherry cobbler-like
substance.
You got
to do something that warms up well.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True. Yeah, because you got to have something as a nice finish for that. Hey there.
Well, you know, you think about parents making a big deal out of TV dinners back in the 50s and 60s. 98 cents was a lot per person for a meal.
Buddy, you're right.
That's true.
That's exactly right.
That was
serious dollars.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Who's going to take the stage May 6th at College Station Starlight Music Series? You decide through the Voters Choice Contest. Check out the contenders and cast your vote at CSTX.gov/Starlight. Voting ends April 15th. Vote today at CSTX.gov/Starlight. Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 8th, it's aquatic weed control. Identification, product selection, and application are important in developing the best control strategy. They'll discuss them all this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to push the limits of productivity. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer at 0% for 48 months, plus a powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking power, you'll be able to power through any job. Learn more about our John Deere commercial worksite equipment at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Good morning, 726 Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We've partnered with Audible Hearing Centers in Bryan so that one listener can win a complete hearing aid system. So if you've been told you've got the radio up too loud or have to ask people to repeat themselves frequently, maybe some hearing loss, all you have to do is go to WTAW.com. You can click right there to enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. Go to WTAW.com and got a limited time. We're going to be giving that away pretty soon, so check that out. All right, let's do some weather. And the weather is sponsored this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Going to be a nice day today. Northeasterly winds, not nearly what we had yesterday. They'll be up at about 5 miles an hour, and our high temperature will be 78. Tonight down to 50, and then we got a string of 80-degree weather that goes all the way through Monday. Lots of sunshine as we head through the weekend, and then Monday there'll be a 60% chance of rain, but we'll still be up around 80 degrees. Right now, sun's coming up, and we got 48 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
President Trump received an exceptionally warm reception in traditionally Democrat territory. It was the 2017 Legislative Conference for North America's Building Trades Unions. The president began by giving shout-outs to construction trades like pipe fitters, plumbers, cement masons, electricians, and they cheered when he said that they were the backbone of America and that together we're going to rebuild the country. They cheered when he told them that with the talent in that room, they could build any city, anytime, better than anyone. Trump held up a gigantic poster showing all the permits needed just to build a highway today. He said the process could take 10 years. And that's why he's getting rid of many of those regulations. He said, we're a nation of builders, and it's about time we had a builder in the White House. He promised his door would always be open to labor unions. Now, contrast that to the last 8 years. Not a single member of the Obama administration knew or even knows how to build anything except more government. And I'm not exaggerating. Not a single one in Obama's orbit had any actual experience in the private sector. Trump's speech, massive shot across the bow to Democrats, and they know it. Because if they lose the union vote and if they lose some union money, then they lose their party. Don't doubt me. Don't ever doubt me.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 1313. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 1313. Personalcreations.com, 1313.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. we can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit ANCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 48 degrees. We'll take a look at your chilly forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas House is scheduled to start working on its version of the state budget this morning. Representative John Rainey of Bryan says debate could go into tomorrow morning.
We only have 402 amendments. One member has 40-something.
Rainey expects the House will go to the state's savings account, also known as the Rainy Day Fund, to make ends meet.
I guess the big question would be, will we take $2.5 billion out of the Economic Stabilization Fund and to fund what we need to in this budget? And I think we will.
Rainey, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, was told by the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee they are $500 million apart from what the Senate passed last week. The state senator who authored legislation to freeze tuition rates at state universities now wants to do away with the 10% automatic admissions rule at the University of Texas.
The Senate Higher Ed Committee rolled out the bill to end the practice of accepting all those who finish in the top 10% of their high schools. The bill was authored by State Senator Kel Seliger.
There was a time when something like this, I think, was necessary, given history of access to higher education and diversity in the state of Texas.
University of Texas at Austin President Greg Fentis sees this as an opportunity to expand diversity.
And this loan factor misses the richness and the educational and life experiences that often get in the way of one's class rank.
A committee vote is expected next week. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Also in Austin today, on the 100th anniversary of the United States entering World War I, Texas A&M officials will be given two flags honoring Aggie service. For almost 90 years, the service flags have been in the care of the state archives. Texas A&M University archivist Greg Bailey says the flags, created in 1929, are smaller versions of the 1918 original, which is stored in the Cushing Memorial Library on campus.
Blue stars on them to represent those who served in the conflict on the white field, and then in the very center of that there are gold stars to represent those who gave their lives.
Bailey says each flag is approximately 2,200 blue stars for Aggies who served during World War I and 55 gold stars for those who lost their lives.
With our research during World War I, to cover World War I, is we believe we've also identified an additional five Aggies who gave their lives in World War I, so it would bring up the number to 60 Gold Star Aggies.
University officials and library staff will be on hand to accept the flags during the ceremony at the Texas State Library and Archives Commission in Austin. The flags are not the only example of Texas A&M's involvement in World War I.
University officials say the College Station campus served as a World War I training camp for more than 4,000 Army personnel. Campus also hosted the Signal Corps School of Meteorology, the only one of its type among allied nations, and A&M helped rehabilitate approximately 1,000 who were wounded. According to state officials, Texas A&M had the most service members of any American university serve in the Great War. 300 Aggie students, staff, and faculty enlisted. More than 50 lost their lives. It's all part of a proclamation that's been issued by A&M President Michael Young. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the second time in a week, a Brazos County resident is headed to prison for drunk driving. The district attorney's office has announced 30-year-old Alejandro Areola of Bryan pleaded guilty to his third DWI and was sentenced to serve 6 years. Prosecutors say Areola's blood alcohol level was almost three times the legal limit, 0.238, and was also under the influence of cocaine when he was involved in a four-vehicle crash in March of last year that injured two people. Areola's prior convictions were in 2006 and 2015. Another attempt could be made before the end of the week in the U.S. House to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Several of us have gotten the ear of our leadership and said, look, we don't need to come home until we can get something done with this.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's been in meetings this week with the vice president and members of the Republican Study Committee to get moderates and members of the Freedom Caucus on board. Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniac says they're proposing a $115 billion fund for states to help cover those with pre-existing conditions, which should reduce costs for everyone. Management of the Hearn School District is being taken over by the state. According to the Associated Press, Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath says Hearn's superintendent and board members are failing to work together and they have violated state and agency rules. Morath says board members have circumvented the board and taken action on their own and have operated a business office that lacks internal controls. The superintendent tells the Eagle they plan on appealing the state's decision to appoint a board of managers to replace the current board and administration. And three Brazos Valley locations of Payless shoe stores will remain open, while more than 60 locations around Texas and more than 400 around the world are closing. That's the result of Payless filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The store closing list is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 48 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click Sunshine Fun Pools.com.
Spring is termite time in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins, A&M Class of 81. My company, ABC Home and Commercial Services, has been the preferred choice of Brazos Valley homeowners for years. So if you're seeing mud tubes on the outside of your home or small ant-looking insects with wings, call ABC for a free inspection. If necessary, we'll treat your home with the best products and methods available. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Good morning, it's 7:38, the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather, and that's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure continues to build our way. The weather looks great into the start of the weekend. We'll have abundant sunshine today. Should be somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 45 to 50. Sunshine continues tomorrow. Highs will range from 75 to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we're clear to partly cloudy, milder, 55 to 60. Sunny and warm on Saturday with a high of 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M softball team beat McNeese State last night at the Aggie Softball Complex. We'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the win. Meanwhile, in Major League Baseball, the Astros start off the season undefeated. Meanwhile, the Rangers have dropped three so far. And in the NBA, the Rockets earned a win over the Nuggets, but the Spurs and the Mavs weren't quite as lucky. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, so it's April. Things that are generally on sale in the month of April.
All right.
You out a little bit if you got some choices to make.
Spring sales.
Yeah. Sneakers. A lot of people buy them during the spring, so stores and websites get pretty competitive as far as prices are concerned. So you might want to check that out.
Nice.
They try to sell, you know, last year's model.
Mm-hmm.
And really, people aren't going to talk down to you if you have last year's model of sneakers.
No,
people don't care. No. Jackets, they start going on sale this month. Of course, that kind of is weird here anyway.
I know.
We end up having cold weather gear that's sitting around when There's no cold weather.
And it's one of those things that if you can make yourself do it, you probably really can save and just save it for last or for next year, yep. excuse me. But for me, it's just so hard to spend money on something like that before it becomes 100 degrees outside.
You don't get to wear it right away. All right. Also, because the weather's nicer, now they call them spring break sales, but it's Yankees who are doing that.
Yep.
Lowe's and Home Depot, they have home improvement type stuff. So check on your home improvement stores. Pots, pans, and other household items. Mother's Day is coming up, okay? Wedding season is coming up. So the stores like to take advantage. They drop their prices.
Gotcha.
National Car Care Month is April. So check and see if maybe where you get your car worked on has got some specials going on.
Yeah.
And also last-minute vacations. April is considered an off-season month.
Kind of makes sense.
Yep, because it's right after winter, but summer hasn't really gotten here, and Easter's right in the middle of it. So you might be able to get a pretty good deal on flights and hotels and that sort of thing.
Cool.
So helping you out. I don't know if you've heard this story. It's kind of been out there a little bit this morning, but hooray for journalism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was a high school journalist who did this. It's Pittsburgh, Kansas, okay? High school principal was hired last month, named A.B. Robertson. Let's get her name in there. And the student newspaper was going to do just, you know, a puff piece on her. Well, so they looked into the university where she got her doctorate, and they found stories about how it was a scam, that you could buy a degree, basically. Corlins University. So they started digging deeper. Six students worked on the story for 3 weeks, found that a school that she used to run in Dubai got shut down in 2013 for shady reasons, and also that she actually wasn't licensed to teach in Kansas. Yeah. Apparently, the Kansas Department of Education had approved all of her credentials. She was initially claimed that student story was, quote, not based on facts, end quote. But
neither are your diplomas.
That's right. But it was published on Friday, and she ended up resigning.
Wow.
Superintendent said he's proud of the students who broke the story.
Yeah.
And so is their journalism teacher.
I wouldn't be very proud of the people vetting her background check.
Nope. Just letting you know. But good. I mean, generally, there aren't good stories about journalism.
Journalism so these days.
Yeah. Got one there. All right. Fact for today, there is no point in the state of Michigan that is more than 6 miles from a lake. There is no place in Michigan that is more than 6 miles from a lake.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like underwater, basically.
There's a lot of lakes up there. Oh, let me see. Let me see
That's
if I can.
That's kind of cool.
It is. Let me see if I can find my. Back when he was running for president, Romney had a quote. It was one of those I thought I'd saved. I did. Okay, here we go. From his days in running for president of the United States.
I was born and raised here. I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes. Just something very special here. The Great Lakes, but also all the little inland lakes that dot the parts of Michigan. I love cars.
I love lakes. I love lamp.
he was not elected president.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
All the Great Lakes and the little inland lakes.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
The trees at the right height.
That's right. Story now of a guy named Sherwood Johnson. Sherwood got malaria in World War II, which left him with nerve damage that made him shake. He started a pizza chain that was called Shakey's Pizza.
Shakey's Pizza.
Is that horrible or what?
I mean,
different time. Hey, different time. And I don't know, maybe that was his nickname.
Maybe since, you know, he's poking fun at himself, it's not so bad.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we said happy birthday to Teflon today. We said happy birthday to Twinkies today. And now let's hear it for acrylite copolymer microspheres.
Yeah, what you said.
Those things.
Them. What are they? Well,
we don't know.
I'm going to tell you. There's a guy named Spencer Silver who was working for 3M, and he was trying to come up with a strong adhesive to be used when building planes. Instead of coming up with a super strong adhesive, he accidentally managed to create one that was incredibly weak. Pressure-sensitive agents are called acrylite copolymer microspheres. You know where we're going with this? No? Okay.
Velcro?
3M, no, adhesive. Oh. It's an adhesive.
Well, you know.
And you can stick it on and take it off and put it back on again.
Post-its.
That's it.
Ah.
In 1973, when a new product manager came in, Silver went to him, basically showed him this adhesive. What was really cool was that the adhesive could go onto a surface and then be pulled back off without leaving a residue.
Yeah.
Or it could be used and stuck on there again. And what he did is he took a wall and he put the adhesive on there, and then he showed how you could have a wall like this and use it like a bulletin board.
Cool.
You could put a piece of paper on there, you could take it off.
I love Post-its.
Sure, and that's not how we use them today, but that's how they sold 3M on the idea of putting Post-it notes out there.
Gotcha.
I always thought that Romy and Michelle invented Post-its.
Yeah. And the deal is, the ways that you use them, the little dispensers that they have are fascinating. They try to come up with ways for you to use them.
Oh, I know, and the shapes and colors.
The little back-and-forth ones that you just pull it in out of the dispenser and it's going the other way. You pull it, it's going the other way.
That's right. Cool. Something, you know, fun little ways to do that. Or you just got that little yellow pad right there on your desk so that you can stick it on the side of your computer screen.
Yep, I got one right here.
Right. Or if you have to sign documents, they now have these things that say
Tabbies.
Sign here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little deals there. All of that thanks to, once again, Acrylite Copolymer Microspheres.
Now we know.
See, you knew you liked them, you just didn't know what to call them, right?
Yep.
So happy birthday, Post-it Notes.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating. Company worth remembering.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Can scientists predict whether a marriage will be successful? Psychologist John Gottman says, well, he can with 94% certainty. A claim like that gets my attention. If there's an objective way to gauge the health of my marriage, I want to know about it. In 20-plus years of research, Dr. Gottman has observed a number of factors that predict how well a marriage will do. Many of his findings aren't that surprising. Happy couples show a lot of affection toward one another. They practice healthy conflict resolution and are respectful of each other's needs and desires. They show interest in what their spouse says, even when they make little comments about a pretty sunset or share a nice moment about their day. Unhappy couples behave just the opposite. They look for reasons to criticize each other. They ignore or dismiss those little comments as too trivial. And when their spouse has a bit of good news about their day, they either don't acknowledge it or don't share in their happiness. Simply put, marriages flourish or perish depending on whether the relationship is fueled by kindness or contempt. The good news about that is that kindness isn't a helpful marriage resource only a select few can afford. It's available to everyone. Genuine kindness can move any marriage in the right direction by communicating to your spouse that you deeply love and treasure them. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 81st Masters Tournament, April 3rd through the 9th, on the tournament's official website, Masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2017 Masters.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Black politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, the fifth-ranked A&M softball team won its fifth midweek game of the season with a 10-3 victory over McNeese State yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the game.
You know, we got off to a slow start. We didn't look good offensively initially, and defensively misplayed a couple of balls I wasn't happy about at all. We're too good to play the game like that, and so I was not thrilled about the second inning, but I thought our kids really did a great job to come back and just buckle down and get some better at-bats. We turned it around by getting a walk, starting to take some free passes, and then getting some timely hits.
The Aggies return to action tomorrow for a three-game non-conference series with Oklahoma State. First pitch from the Aggie Softball Complex is set for 6 p.m., and you can hear the game on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, A&M football coach Kevin Sumlin announced yesterday that the 2017 A&M spring football game will be a traditional game between a maroon and white squad. Here's Sumlin.
Big news today is that we're going to actually have a spring game, so people can stop yelling at me about the wacky scoring system.
Oh, really?
That 100 and some other schools use, by the way.
Sumlin said that Christian Kirk and Armani Watts will serve as team captains and will be selecting the teams. The game is set for this Saturday at Kyle Field with a 1 p.m. kickoff, and you can catch the action right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M men's basketball, the team revealed its annual team awards last night, highlighted by sophomore guard Admon Gilder, who was honored as the team's most outstanding player. Tyler Davis picked up the Chris Walker Hustle Award. Robert Williams was named Newcomer of the Year. Tony Trocia Morelos earned the Daniel Scotes Garner Scholar Athlete Award. And Tavario Miller received the Unsung Hero Award and Strength and Conditioning Award. In Augusta, the status of top-ranked golfer Dustin Johnson for the Masters appears to be in question after he took a serious fall down a staircase, and the latest reports say that even the late 2:03 p.m. start time may not give him enough time to recover. His agent said yesterday that he was uncertain whether Johnson would be able to play at Augusta National. Johnson was the favorite to win the Masters entering Wednesday. After news of his injury, his odds dropped, the same as Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. If Johnson can't play, there are no alternates at the Masters. In Major League Baseball, George Springer's three-run homer with two outs in the bottom of the 13th inning gave the Houston Astros a 5-3 victory over the Seattle Mariners last night. The Astros improved to 3-0 for the first time since 2001 and cap off the series with the Mariners tonight at Minute Maid Park. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Arlington, Francisco Lindor hit a go-ahead grand slam off closer Sam Dyson in the ninth inning, and the defending AL champion Cleveland Indians completed a season-opening sweep with a 9-6 victory over the Texas Rangers last night. The Rangers take the field again tomorrow in Arlington to take on the Athletics at 7:05 p.m., and you can hear the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA, James Harden scored 31 points, and the Houston Rockets squandered a big early lead but held on to outlast the Denver Nuggets for a 110-104 win last night that secured the third seed in the Western Conference. Meanwhile, in San Antonio, Tyler Ennis had 19 points in place of injured starter D'Angelo Russell, and the Los Angeles Lakers never trailed in a 102-95 victory over the San Antonio Spurs last night. The Lakers led by as many as 26 points in snapping an 8-game skid against the Spurs. And in L.A., Blake Griffin scored 32 points, and the Los Angeles Clippers led all the way in beating the Dallas Mavericks 112-101 last night to move within a half game of the idle Utah Jazz for the number 4 playoff seed in the West. Harrison Barnes led the Mavs with 15 points despite 5 fouls. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Intercon is all about saving you money so that you have the lowest possible utility bills, and the efficiency of your windows has a lot to do with that. We're going to be getting into warm weather soon, and you can do something about the sun that may be pounding into the side of your house or a building, for instance, an outbuilding, and you can help to cut down the heat that generates by putting solar screens in. And Intercon will be glad to show you what your options are as far as colors, designs, and also the amount of blockage that you can get from their solar screens. And they handle that the same way they do their window business, in that they come out, they'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when you're dealing with Intercon. They know they have good products at fair prices and people to back it up after the sale. So if you're looking this year to do something about your utility bills, make sure those windows are as efficient as possible. And, of course, they can, if possible, they can repair your existing windows or look at the replacement options as well. Give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
7:57, 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Chelsea.
Yes.
Chelsea, a giraffe was born.
Oh, where?
Well,
not in New York.
No, it wasn't. No, April's still pregnant.
She is still pregnant. Yeah.
But across the pond at Chester Zoo in the United Kingdom, Mashable.com says another giraffe with no name and very little hype gave birth on Monday.
Trying to steal the spotlight.
But was right in front of a webcam.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Why wasn't anybody watching
this one? They did something wrong.
No, don't know if it was a boy or a girl.
Giraffe.
But there is video out there someplace.
You know,
the
that's okay.
Giraffe. Yeah, I know.
I don't think the birth is like quite something that you really are going to want to watch.
No, no.
But it's just a matter of like being there when it's happening.
Right, okay. Yeah. So how could you not like an upcoming TV series, Marvel's New Warriors, after you find out that one of the female characters is called Squirrel Girl?
Squirrel
Girl, yeah. All right.
Now, there's no word on Squirrel Girl's powers, except that she's acrobatic and has the ability to talk to squirrels.
That's pretty much it.
That's all you need.
Wouldn't that be enough?
I'd love to know what's going on in those little nugget brains.
By the way, squirrels hibernate so hard that you could juggle them without waking them up.
That's cool.
You should not juggle a squirrel.
Why would you do that? No,
but you could.
I want to know who they cast as Squirrel Girl.
Because
Anna Kendrick was saying she wanted to do it for a while.
I could see Squirrel Girl as Anna Kendrick.
Okay, so you break that out in the break room today. Yeah. And then you
mentioned, who do you think they would cast as Squirrel Girl?
And then you mentioned that you can juggle squirrels.
That's awesome. We gave y'all everything you need today.
I think so. We told you about Post-it notes and Teflon and Twinkies.
It's an hour, but we'll just quit now.
Yeah, juggling squirrels as well. All right, we talked about this, I don't know, maybe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, that Westinghouse, a company that we grew up with, filing for bankruptcy.
Crazy.
And now we find out that General Electric, the company founded by Thomas Edison, is going to quit selling light bulbs, pretty much. Now, they're still going to have a company that does LEDs, but apparently 125 years ago when Thomas Edison founded them, I mean, he was the inventor of a lot of stuff, including the first viable incandescent light. But
which still works, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I understand. So they've moved out of their headquarters, which were in Fairfield, Connecticut. They moved to downtown Boston, and yeah, they're still going to do the LED technology, but pretty much you're not going to see GE on light bulbs anymore.
That's crazy.
In 1935, the first Major League Baseball night game was played under GE lights.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, it was a GE engineer that invented LEDs back in 1962. So they got a tremendous history when it comes to lights.
Absolutely.
It's just,
I didn't know anybody else made lights.
Yeah, that's it. So there you go. Let's do some weather, shall we? Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day today. Winds will be out of the northeast, but not nearly as windy as yesterday, only up to about 5 miles an hour or so. And we'll be in 80 land on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, close to 80, but we'll have a 60% chance of showers. WTAW.